This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. John, to start the day, looked like a turnaround Tuesday after we had a lot of green on the screen yesterday, a lot of red to start the day today. Has that continued here through midday?
Yeah, for the most part, we've seen selling pressure, especially in the corn and soybean markets. Now, let's go touch on the kind of the star of the show so far this week has been the wheat market touching near limit higher. Actually did trade limit higher during the day yesterday before settling a little bit below that. This morning came out of the gates again with some buying strength. Did touch the $7 handle. Actually, Chicago July wheat, $7.75 is the high today. And then prices have reversed over. Now, since then, we've been pretty two-sided between negative and positive. So I think the closer is going to be a very big key in terms of where this market is. If it drops into a negative trading session at the end of the day, that'll be another reversal at that $7 window. You know, we hit $6.97 and change last week before when we reversed out. Here we are. We took that high out and reversed off another new high today. You know, that would might look a little bit toppy on the technical side, so we'll have to watch that. Obviously, what's driving the wheat market, concerns regarding that Russian wheat crop. We continue to hear stories that could be affecting their production, whether it's dryness or excessive wetness or planting pace. And then still keeping an eye on the KC winter wheat belt, too. The western half is extremely dry. Maybe we saw crop ratings slip a little bit last week on the week over week there. So those are things, at least getting some money flow into that wheat market. Now, yesterday that pulled corn and soybeans right with it. Today, that's not the case. We saw planting progress come in for, corn at 70% planted. 5-year average was 71. You take out the couple slower years, the average is around 75. So we're kind of right there. We're maybe, it's been a slower pace, but in the historical front, we're right in that window. And that's putting some pressure on the corn market today that, maybe we'll get these acres in. Obviously, a lot of moisture working through the north and western part of the Corn Belt today. And there's some acres out there, especially in northwestern Iowa and the southern Minnesota that are struggling to get things in. So we'll have to see. Looks like we got a bit of a dry pocket coming here after we get through these next, basically this week. And then things seem to look like they want to dry out in some of those longer range forecasts. But obviously, we're watching the timing of everything. Soybean side planting pace was another good jump there as well, actually ahead of the 5-year average in terms of soybeans. Plus, then we're just struggling again on the demand side. Export shipments yesterday or inspections yesterday were a market year low. We got those South American soybeans as well as soybean meal coming to the marketplace. So, we're seeing good selling pressure on the soybean market today as July beans are giving back all of yesterday's gains and then some.
With the general turnaround to the downside for the grains today, what's happening with the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock?
Well, we continue to see good money flow into the cattle market, and that's something I'm kind of watching here, and it's fundamentally driven. First off, we've been watching a nice move in retail values as they continue to trend higher, actually trading at their highest level since March on choice carcasses. Here we are again today, another $1.17 higher to $3.13, $3.14 window on a choice carcass. That led to good cash trade last week. We saw a nice jump in cash prices, so that's bringing some money flow into the live cattle market, where I think we got some room for the money to push this thing if it really wants to, as long as the fundamentals stay sharp. Obviously, there's probably some retailers stepping into that retail market, picking up supplies. Memorial Day weekend's coming up here this next weekend, so those retailers want to get those specials out there, and they're diving into the beef side of it for that. So we'll see. Good closes, trying to get August through 180, June's through 182.90 today. So we're seeing some good money flow there. That's a nice technical look as well. So we may have some shorter term strength in the cattle market here, but again, still cautious overall in the longer term picture, even though the fundamentals are showing us still a little bit friendly in that cattle market. Hogs on the other side, that market just still trying to find some footing here as basically we're in a window. Maybe we get a little bit of a seasonal bounce, but here we go again. Back to a new low in that June contract for the move. July following suit as well. Got some good support here, so we'll see if that can hold. But right now, it looks like the hog market's on a little bit of a slippery slope in this window.
John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing, our guest here at Midday. John, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Sure, Mark. Love to chat with them anytime. Have them give me a call, 800-334-9779. Shoot me an email at johnh@totalfarmmarketing.com. And don't forget that website of ours, totalfarmmarketing.com.
John, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week.
Sounds good, Mark. Have a good week.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next. At midday, July corn down 3 3/4 at 456 3/4. July soybeans down 16.5 at 1231.5. July soybean meal down $5.70 at 368.40. July soybean oil down 63 cents at 45.69. Chicago wheat up 6.25 at 695 even. Minneapolis wheat down 1 3/4 at 737.5. Kansas City hard red wheat up 2.25 at 699 even. July oats up 1 3/4 at 367.5. On the Merck, June live cattle up $1.43 at 182.90. August feeder cattle up 65 cents at 259.12. June lean hogs down 35 cents at 96.57. June pork cutout unchanged at 103.50. Class 3 milk down 75 cents at 20.48. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.